Today's story is called A Prophet in the Time of War. Some friends of Padre Pio were helped by a mysterious man in a black suit in a situation that would have been certain death if Padre Pio had not intervened. And today we still don't know who this mysterious man in the black suit was, but we know even less, how did Padre Pio know that this situation will happen? Hello, my name is Edward Urban, and I present the channel Following Padre Pio, in which we look at the incredible life of Padre Pio, the mystic and miracle worker, a Capuchin monk. And now we continue to our story. Padre Pio, as you know, lived through two world wars and also through the flu epidemic, the Spanish flu, in which a third of the people of the earth were infected and they say 50 million people died. So in these extreme circumstances, it is comforting to know that Padre Pio was still able to perform extraordinary miracles in order to save people. And this is one such story. Now, it goes like this. A certain person, Alberto Cardoni, had traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo, that is Padre Pio's town where the monastery was situated, to visit Padre Pio with five of his colleagues. And this was in May of 1943. Now, apparently, the ravages of war were everywhere. But people still managing to get through to San Giovanni Rotondo to see Padre Pio. They were taking quite a risk going there. Now, as we know from the Fatima prophecies, way back in 1917, Our Lady had requested conversion or change of heart of people to avert a further war. And now it seems that this war was upon them. But we'll see that God still acts in this time of war. So Alberto and his friends had stayed 3 days in San Giovanni Rotondo, and that it was now time for them to return home. So the night before leaving, they went to see Padre Pio to say goodbye to him. Now, Padre Pio, usually in such situations, he would have wished people well on their journeys and all the best, his prayers and all the rest. But today, something was different. And he said to them, "Why do you want to go? Don't you like it here? Maybe we don't treat you right." And the men answered, "No, we have to go. We must go because our families are expecting us. And we're running out of food too." So the shops had ceased to operate in this area during this time of war. And the telegraph system was also down. The telegraph lines were down. So they could not send a message to their family. They had no choice. They had to go home. But Padre Pio wasn't letting up that easily. "Why are you always thinking of food? And you're not going to die because of one day of not eating? Put all your food together like a family. Eat like a family, and there will be enough." So that is exactly what they did. They combined everything, ate, and they found there was more than enough. So the next morning they went to Mass, and as was the custom, Padre Pio would make his thanksgiving after Mass. He'd spend a certain amount of time praying, and that's exactly what he did on this occasion. But by 9:30, Padre Pio had not reappeared. So Cardoni and one of his friends went to look for Padre Pio. And they were told that he was in the monastery garden. So they went to find him in the monastery garden. Sure enough, Padre Pio was there. But he was not sitting down relaxing. He was ill at ease. He was pacing up and down. Padre Pio something was worrying him. When Padre Pio saw Cardoni and his friend, he called them over and said, "Come, children, let's pray." So for Padre Pio, the solution of all problems is, let's pray. And this is exactly what they did. And Cardoni recalls, this is how it went. Padre Pio started praying, saying these words, "Pour Foggia today." Now, Foggia was a town about 30 kilometers from San Giovanni Rotondo. And Padre Pio said, "Pour Foggia today." We didn't know what he meant. However, Cardoni continues, in a few minutes, war planes started coming from all over and they were all headed towards Foggia, towards the town Foggia. So now these people are sitting in the garden of the monastery, which is high up on the Golgona mountain, and overlooks Foggia, and they're watching these planes heading off towards Foggia, 25 to 35 kilometers away, as I said. How did Padre Pio know that these bombers were coming? And he says, it was humanly not possible to have known. And Padre Pio continued speaking to them and told them to go and find the others, because tomorrow they would have to go home. And he said, Padre Pio said, the Americans are trying to destroy the station in Foggia, which I am sure they will do. But, and this is kind of prophetic, tomorrow's train will travel, though the train will not be at the station. So Padre Pio said, when you get to Foggia tomorrow, you're going to have to ask someone how to get to the train. In fact, Padre Pio is giving them specific instructions of what to do. And Cardone continues, while they were praying, they watched the planes unloading their bombs on Foggia. And then the planes made a U-turn and started coming back towards them. But Padre Pio told us, don't be afraid, they're not going to touch us, but poor Foggia. And Padre Pio was crying. So look at Padre Pio's empathy for these people, literally crying to see the suffering in Foggia. And it's, he says, the planes made the same run three times, each time dropping more bombs, and then they finally went away. When it was over, they went to fetch the other fellows of the group, and Padre Pio cautioned them all. They were not to come and see him the following morning, because if they went to mass, then they might miss the bus. Well, the next day, Cardone and his companions, they were caught the bus early and they headed to Foggia. And he says, when they reached Foggia, all they saw was decimation, mangled corpses everywhere, shattered buildings everywhere. Survivors were screaming and crying. It was absolutely chaotic and horrible, an awful situation. Cardone says, they came to the station. And he says there was nothing left of the station but a charred mass of debris. And they saw there yesterday's train, the one that they should have been on if Padre Pio had not insisted on them staying. And it was a mangled wreck. They had, in fact, escaped certain death. Then they stopped to find out how to get to today's train, as Padre Pio had instructed them. And while they were waiting, while they were discussing this among themselves, a man in a black suit approached them and said, do you need any help? Yes, we need the train to Benevento. The train is about to leave. You'd better hurry. Follow me. We can't walk. We have to run. We must run. So they all started running, and after a while they saw the train, but it was already beginning to move. The conductor saw them and shouted, run, run. So they ran even faster. And then they were very close to reaching the train. They had run this entire distance with a man in the black suit ahead of them. They jumped onto the train, and then they turned to thank the man in the black suit. Now the train was headed out into a little field, but the man in the black suit had vanished. He was nowhere to be seen. Simply disappeared. So we can ask, who was this man in the black suit? Possibly Padre Pio's guardian angel? We don't know. But then again, how can we explain how Padre Pio knew how this situation would turn out? So although God had not spared Foggia from the bombing, it is still comforting. It is nice to know that even in these crazy, bizarre situations, God is somehow still in charge, and he can protect those and save those whom he chooses to. And perhaps it was because they had done the good deed of visiting Padre Pio and praying with him that their lives were spared. Please continue listening to see Padre Pio's short blessing video, which follows in a moment. You just have to click through to that video.